so everybody listening to this and to the call right now can really understand, I think, why we are having you on here, because this whole workshop is about detoxification, and we're trying to get rid of these poisons that are in our body. Well, sadness and hurt and disappointment and anger and guilt are such heavy-duty toxins, and so this is beautiful to have a technique like this, such a simple one, to be able to release this from our subconscious mind.
Right, and let's just talk about detoxification for a moment, because, you know, people understand, like, yeah, I want to detoxify my bowels and my liver, and, you know, I want to clean out my lymph and my blood, but the thing about the way that we work is that we're energy. The truth of who we are is we're energy. Everything that in our body is an energy and a frequency. And so when we detoxify in the lifeline world, what I love about bridging this with the body ecology is I help people in learning the lifeline technique detoxify the mind. And I bring people through three phases of healing and thriving, and those three phases start with detoxification of the mind. And when we detoxify the mind, the body can't help but detoxify, because the body speaks the mind. And what I mean by that is the symptoms that the body is suffering with or the stress that a person lives with stems from the subconscious mind. So when you begin to detoxify mind patterns that are affecting the energy flow of our acupuncture meridians or the flow of the light body of our chakras, what ends up happening is our physical body, our kidneys can't help but open up and transform energy then that flows into the liver, that connects to the bladder, that controls the heart and the sex organs. These energies naturally begin to flow in a beautiful, rhythmic, harmonious tempo way. And so once I bring a person through detoxification of the mind, and the body ecology is always involved with it because the mind and body are one, and so these beautiful systems are our brother and sister and how they work, then it's about regeneration of the mind. It's about implementing powerful tools and strategies and support to live your life on purpose and passionate with meaning. And, you know, so I have a certain system that I bring people to help the natural regenerative essence of who we are get kicked into motion. And then it's about being and thriving. We're meant to be here and thrive. If you just go out into nature, we see that Mother Nature, her field, the energy of Mother Earth, she thrives. And so it's about we also represent that thriving nature in the earth. It's all holographic. One part represents the whole. So I have a process of detoxification and then regeneration and thriving for the mind, so that when people have amazing tools and strategies and support, such as the body ecology, then boom. Now you really have a system that you are in your power, and you realize that you have the ability to change your life and to live the life that, you know, is possible.
And, Darren, I have a specific example of that from a lifeline that I got with you, which is the first lifeline that I had ever received. I had done really well with body ecology and healing chronic digestive pain, and I noticed that every time there would be certain points in my life where the digestive pain would just come back. And when we went into the lifeline session, we were working on me being able to digest life. And one of the subconscious emotions that I wasn't aware of at all was that I had a lot of anger, but I was afraid to be angry. So when we were in the middle of the lifeline, I consciously connected to the fact that I was afraid to be angry because I believed that nice people weren't angry. So instead I was stuffing the anger, right? And so there were issues in my liver and my gallbladder and things like that that would flare up when a certain situation would occur, stressful situations or something like that. And what I found so amazing is that you just taught people in this program a technique that they could use, a simple part of the lifeline technique that they could use starting today. Mm-hmm. Where they could connect to the emotion to understand what's actually happening in their body and how it's affecting their body that might be creating symptoms.
Right, and that no matter what's going on, as I said, we don't get to choose what happens to us, but we have the ability to respond to what does happen. And so when you find yourself in any subtle to extreme level of pain or fear or stress, the immediate response is go into it rather than run away from it. Go into it with infinite love and gratitude, and it will begin to transform. You know, the beauty is, Heather, thanks so much for sharing that, because I didn't know that that's what the pattern was in any way, because when I do a lifeline session on somebody, the beautiful thing about it is it's non-content. People don't have to talk about their dramas, relive their traumas. It doesn't matter. We don't have to get caught up in our story. The lifeline technique simply guides a person to get to those emotional patterns that have been buried in the subconscious mind so that they can live their life intentionally, and that intention out of love that we create at the beginning of the session. So that's so cool, and, you know, obviously I'm so jazzed and blessed when, you know, every day, every time I get to do a lifeline session, I'm in such awe of how powerful and beautiful and simple and sacred it is, and how easy it is for somebody to get their life back if they just knew that this existed. So I just so appreciate this opportunity for this dialogue.
Exactly. And what I love on top of that too is that you're teaching, it's after the lifeline is done, you talk about how we can go out and be in present moment consciousness. And I do believe that when you know that when an emotion comes up, it actually has, there's a deeper meaning to that emotion and you can connect to it, you actually can figure out in other stressful situations in your life how to stay present with it and how to recognize that subconscious thought that you might have. So it's almost like it's a technique, but it's almost like you find out how to live your life differently after you experience the process.
Yeah, it's really alchemic in the sense that it helps to reframe life's lemons into lemonades, pains into powers, fear into courage. And it's so amazing in that way. And what once was perceived based upon core limiting beliefs is what Donna was saying, what once was perceived as what's wrong with me actually means everything is right with you, and that at one point you didn't have an ability to choose love or to speak your truth, express your feelings, you know, trust your intuition, let go and know that all is well. At one point you didn't have that ability, but you do now. And your body and your life is speaking to you with symptoms, with stress, as a means not to victimize you or to cause suffering. That's a complete misinterpretation of the language of the subconscious mind. But they're truly to help you reconnect your power right now and to choose love. And right now we have individual and collective crescendos of pain, fear, and stress that are not here to victimize us. We're not here on this planet to suffer in any way. We're all here to shine, and this is our opportunity to choose love. That's the beauty of it.
That's great. And one of the things that you do at the end of every lifeline, which you mentioned, is you work with the five basics for optimal health. You talked about, like, in terms of when Donna was asking, what happens when people, some people have a profound shift immediately and other people it takes them a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about the five basics. Can you talk about what they are and
yeah.
why it's so important?
Sure, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, the five basics for optimal health, I call them the essential acts of self-love. And they have to do with the quantity and the quality and the frequency of our water intake, our food, which is the body ecology program, our rest, resting our body, but also resting our mind, exercising our body, but also exercising our mind through visualization or meditation, affirmations, and owning your power, which that one always has the funnest response, because owning your power is being and shining as your brightest light, being your greatest self, and recognizing that you have a destiny here to fulfill on planet Earth. There might be fateful experiences that you've encountered, but the lifeline technique and owning your power is all about transforming your fate into your destiny by choosing love regardless of circumstances. And no naivete. So that's easier said than done, but we take it one moment at a time, and we open our hearts and we allow ourselves to feel, and we do our best to accept rather than to judge, to forgive, and to be grateful that each and every moment, even though at times it really can take our breath away, has a value and it has a meaning and it has a purpose, and the Lifeline technique helps you to discover that in the reframing of it, and then it becomes so profound. But now when a person walks away, I want to give them homework. I want to give them exercises that enable them to now really live their life with power. So, you know, everybody who, you know, has a session with me, I have them reading the Body Ecology program. I have them sent to Donna's website. I have them connect to different practitioners that have been certified in BED so that they can get in their power. But this is so important because, you know, lasting and sustainable change, you know, and that was the one thing, like, Donna started this whole talk with is, you know, if you really want sustainable change, first thing is we got to get to the subconscious root. Got to get to the subconscious root, so that emotional pattern that's causing reaction. And now you got to choose. You got to choose. And you got a choice, love or fear. There's plenty of fear, but you got to recognize that the fear choice is going to have a fear consequence. The love choice, regardless of the fear that's present, will have a love consequence. And now it begins to unfold. Now when you go into that darkness of that own personal cocoon or that dark night, the beautiful butterfly begins to emerge, or in that dark night, that bright star begins to shine. And that is just, that's part of our evolutionary awakening of our own individual spirits. You know, life is a spiritual journey, and we can get all scientific and technological, but, you know, in the end or in the moment, we all have feelings. And we want to do our best. Rather than to take things personally, we want to take things spiritually. We want to begin to recognize that, you know, one step at a time, slow and steady, we can find a balance point. And from one balance point to the next, when we align ourselves with conscious visionaries and brilliant people like Donna and other people out there that are teaching this beautiful work, that we can begin to change our lives in a sustainable way. Beauty of it.
Well, Darren, you know, thank you for saying that, by the way, but there are close to 1,000 people listening to this call, and I know you don't want all 1,000 of them calling you right now to ask you, what...
Come on, let's change this world, you know?
Well, we want them to call because I'm sure people are convinced now they need to do this work. I would not have you on this call if I weren't convinced, too.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do this kind of work. We've got to do this type of emotional cleansing. Now, how can people get the help they need? Like,
What would you suggest we do next? First and foremost, I mean, the key is, I mean, people can usually tell by listening to me that I'm coming from an extremely passionate place, and they can usually tell that that it's my heart that's speaking to them. But if you really want to get to know if the Lifeline Technique training or having a session is the right thing for you, you might want to check out the book that I wrote. It's called The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude. And it's a fun and beautiful read, and it will give you incredible understanding of the subconscious mind, the philosophy and science behind it, and practical tools to tap into its wisdom and power, and it will go through the five basics as well. And from there, you know, if you go to my website, which is infiniteloveandgratitude.com, you can see different trainings that I have, and check out one that's in your local area, or you can check out one that you can go in a destination, be a part of. And I have a whole certification training program where I teach three-day weekends where I teach people how to become masters of the Lifeline Technique. And then I actually have a certification test that people go and they do. It's an oral written exam. It's an awesome exam, and it's fun because you're learning a new language. You're learning a new language. The subconscious mind is an ancient code and a language, and so anyone can learn it. I've, for people that are professionals, whether it be acupuncturists, massage therapists, chiropractors, I've got CEU continuing education units. But, you know, at every training, I've got opera singers and architects and stay-at-home moms. Anyone can learn this because it's a brand-new system, but Infinite Love and Gratitude is for everyone, so I haven't just kept it just to professionals. It's for everyone. This is our time on planet Earth to make a difference. We've got our opportunity, and let's really step into our power and take action in that way.
We did actually get several questions, and I wanted to see if we could maybe answer one or two of them tonight. One of them is from a holistic practitioner, and where she's having some confusion is all the contradictions in nutrition. She doesn't even know what to tell her clients anymore. especially if they're already in treatment for cancer, getting chemotherapy, et cetera. She's asking what detox can be started and when. She's also talking about how, you know, there's a lot of information to wrap your brain around. So how do you help people begin? So, you know, Darren, could you talk a little bit about what you would say to this practitioner in terms of this symptom of cancer?
Right, and there's a couple things. And to me, I would want to tag team with Donna, and I want her in my ring and, you know, in my corner. And the first thing, as far as from a lifeline perspective and understanding the vernacular of cancer, is that everything does begin in the mind. And so whether it be physical cancer, which represents a normal cell that has mutated, and in that normal cell that mutated, then the immune system, which is to tell self from non-self, is unable to recognize that mutated cell, and now that cell spreads, that mutated cell, that cancer cell becomes metastatic or malignant. And when we look at it from a subconscious point of view or an emotional point of view, this represents an emotional cancer. And an emotional cancer represents every emotion is normal, just like every cell is normal. But it's when we don't have the consciousness to embrace that emotion with love that emotion will also mutate. And so just like, you know, here's a cell in the liver that mutates, and then that can spread and so forth and so on a physical level, an emotion of anger that mutates turns into rage or hatred, vengeance. Emotion of fear turns into phobia, panic, constant anxiety, worry. And ultimately, when we backstep out, because the immune system is to tell self from non-self, our emotional immune system is unable to tell who we really are. And the basis is because we continue to change who we are so many times for different environments to make other people feel comfortable at the expense of ourself, that our emotional immune system is unable to recognize ourself. And so as that chronically begins to energetically react in that way, the physical body does in the same way. So that emotional cancer goes into a physical cancer, and then there's multiple components that my friend Donna Gates can talk about as far as pH, you know, and having an acidic environment, digestive challenges and not being able to assimilate, detoxification issues, not being able to process poisons and toxins that then feed that physical process that, though, began within the subconscious mind. So when you bridge the gap between conscious tools and subconscious tools, body ecology and lifeline, what you just got such a powerhouse to, you know, empower somebody. There are so many different systems that are out there within the eating programs. And to me, what I love about the body ecology is that it incorporates all of them into one unified system that gives people really awesome 7 strategies to really follow it and utilize it so that these chronic degenerative disease processes, our body's designed to heal. It's not designed to degenerate. It degenerates when we've got these subconscious patterns within our mind and when we are not choosing, and we don't ever choose this, when we are in a subconscious pattern of self-destruct and self-defeat. So it's the combination. That's the basis behind it.
Well, I would like to add to that the body is designed to heal, and one of its most powerful healing tools is the ability to push out toxins. Now, this person is asking this question, is asking, where do I begin? I have cancer, and where do I start? Well, that's where the principle, because body ecology is based on 7 universal principles, and the principle of step-by-step always answers the question of where do I begin. So first and foremost, you've got to create energy. So if someone's got core limiting belief systems holding them back, they're not going to have much energy. They're going to be down and depressed and feel powerless. I always say to people with cancer is, let's find out where the infections are in your body. Well, you know, that could be a tooth and gum infection. It could be a gut infection, a bacterial infection somewhere in the body. But these negative feelings, these emotions, these beliefs in our mind, they're infectious. They're poisonous as well to us. And you want to strengthen the immune system so you have more energy to heal. And the more energy you have, the more you can push out toxins. If you get rid of these core limiting beliefs, you will also correct digestion, which is another one of the 4 things you have to do when you're starting. You have to focus on 4 things. Create energy, conquer those infections in your body, including these negative ones in the mind, correct digestion, and everybody that's holding on to limiting beliefs about themselves. Their digestive tract is not working well. It's all tight and, you know, like in a ball, and they're just not relaxed and digesting the way it's supposed to be. And then finally, you know, the fourth thing is you've got to cleanse toxins. Well, these toxins, emotional toxins, have to come out too. So I would say absolutely this person, if she were doing those things and doing it through body ecology, our way, and then doing the emotional work, that this person has an excellent chance of getting rid of the cancer. It's just a symptom, as Darren says over and over again. It's just a symptom of the body communicating that something's wrong.
Yeah, and it's neat. I got an opportunity to speak at University of Miami Medical School, and I was speaking to a bunch of different nurses and doctors, specifically some oncologists, and I went on in there and had a great conversation with them, you know, just acknowledge the brilliance of their teaching into an institution and their medical model that they were doing. But then I said, this is what I do. And I said, how can I help you? Rather than saying, this is what I do and da-da-da-da-da and putting up a wall, I built a bridge there. And I said, how can I help you? And they said, you know, we've got all of these people that we put through cancer treatments, and we find that they lose their will. Their passion is drained. They lose their will to live. What can you do that can help people get their will back so that they can move through the challenges that they're facing? Because some people choose that Western medical approach, and if that's what they choose, that's what they choose. Everybody has free will. How do you combine all of these different systems in the year 2009 so that we can really be in our greatest power? The will of a person is the engine that drives your spirit. And everybody's spirit, everyone who's listening to this right now, your spirit's pure love. And when you have a will, you have a way. When you don't have a will, when your will's been broken, when you've lost your will, there is no way. The engine can't carry the spirit of pure love into the body, because the real healing happens because of love. Now, that's why we eat out of love and we follow these seven principles, because these are seven principles of acts of love that Donna teaches out and lays out in the Body Ecology program. So it's really a brilliant, beautiful synergy in empowering people that have this experience that they would never choose. No one would choose to have cancer, but how are you going to respond? BED, use the lifeline technique, harmonize the subconscious, emotional patterns, limiting beliefs, and the body is designed to heal and regenerate and be whole. We take it step by step.
One of the things that both of us have is the principle of uniqueness. And somebody with cancer, we need to, you know, find a, like, body ecology is a huge system of healing. And so we would take a lot of the knowledge that's appropriate for that person and for that condition that they have, cancer, and adjust what they're eating based on what they're dealing with at the moment. When that problem disappears, you know, you change the diet, you change how you're eating. But I love the fact that both of these of our programs really are, you know, individually pinpointing what that person needs.
Yeah.
Because many systems out there just sort of, you know, one size fits all.
Yeah, there's no cookie cutter approach, right? So, you know, we really have to tailor for where people are at, because, you know, what's wild is, you know, to me what I found is, you know, so you've been diagnosed with cancer, and how do you emotionally feel as a result of being diagnosed with cancer? And it's really amazing as far as the responses, and what you might think people would respond, everybody responds in their own unique way, but that response is, well, I'm angry, or I'm afraid, I'm insecure, I'm sad. I've heard other people say, you know what, I'm happy. Isn't that weird? It's wild, and no one, you'd never think that a person would say it, but the subconscious mind has patterns of, like, I knew that I was going to get it, and so I validated myself, because I've been thinking it my whole life because of this or that or this or that. And so the key is, the uniqueness of a person needs to be then addressed with where they're at, with compassion and a one-step approach, so that you can guide the person in the way that they need to be guided. That's the beauty of it, and the power of it, really.
What I've been fascinated about, and having had the privilege of attending both of your trainings, is that I've talked to a lot of the people in the programs and to find out, you know, well, what's their background, what brought them to the training. And the first training I went to was the body ecology training several years ago, and no less than three people told me that they had recovered from cancer on body ecology. And so I realized the power of a healthy eating system. and to heal so many different things. And then the same thing when I went into the Lifeline training, how many miracles and stories of people who healed from things you'd never have thought could be healed. It amazed me in that when you bring these two powerful systems together, how incredibly, you know, you can't separate the body and the mind. So the body needs to have good, you know, good nutrition and good strength and fuel, and yet your mind needs to have good strength and fuel and energy as well. And I feel like both of these systems actually do that. And it's interesting because at Body Ecology we get a lot of questions from people, mostly about food and health, which is you'd expect that because that's what Body Ecology does. But Donna's also always brought a emotional and spiritual aspect to her writings, her teachings, and newsletter. And it just seems like when finding the Lifeline, it seemed like pulling these two things together just seemed so natural. And it's to understand that there's power when you detoxify the mind, and there's power when you detoxify the body, is sort of a testament to the fact that we really are all meant to heal.
Yeah, and that power is in each and every one of us. And I don't heal people, and I, you know, the body heals itself. But I have a system of technology. It's a philosophy. It's a science. It's an amazing program that when you learn this, your life forever changes. The same thing with Body Ecology. When you learn it, your life forever changes. And, you know, the body's designed to be that self-healing, completely regenerated, wholesome organism. It's just, you know, the choices that we make. And, you know, it's beautiful to, you know, just be able to provide that for people, so many people that are having challenges in their life right now.
What homework would you give people, Darren, to take away?
Right now, the homework that I want you to take away from this is first and foremost to realize where you are is where you are. And to get to where you want to be, the first thing that you need to do is you need to be okay with where you're at. So first and foremost, close your eyes and take a deep breath and get into your heart space and acknowledge that you are beautiful and you are shining and you are full of gratitude. You have a passionate and humble and powerful and confident heart and being, and this is the truth of who you are, and this is what is awaiting for you to awaken. And our job right now is to bridge the gap between the truth of who you are in this part of yourself that you've perceived yourself to be because of the limiting beliefs that you've been bought into, the limiting beliefs that you've been taught throughout your history, and begin with infinite love and gratitude. When you're in a place or a space where you have a thought that is negative, you have a feeling that is overwhelming, you have a relationship that feels like it's a dead-end road and you don't know how to get out, begin with infinite love and gratitude. Hold your hand in the I love you posture in sign language. I'll tell you it really quickly. If you hold your hand away from your body, palm outstretched with the finger stretched out, and you bend your middle finger and your ring finger, that hand mode is the American Sign Language hand mode for I love you. Hold it next to your heart, and you repeat from your heart, infinite love and gratitude to that negative thought, infinite love and gratitude to that painful, scary feeling, infinite love and gratitude to this person who is just causing me to feel so stressed out or angry or frustrated, infinite love and gratitude. That alone is the place to start.
You've given us some amazing exercises to do, and I would recommend that this is one that you definitely want to listen to over and over again, especially the exercise that Darren gave us to connect to that stressful experience and really just really be able to connect and release. I want to thank you, Donna, and thank you, Darren, and I want to thank all of you for joining us in our fifth class in Body Ecology's detoxification training. You all deserve to look and feel your best now and for the long term. So thank you again for taking the time to take charge of your health.